Matters, Senators Matters.
Tell me, what is our situation with our tax bill? I'm gonna be forgiven at 10:30 at night. I tell you what it is, I made a deal just confidentially with the knowledge of the White House, with Larry and the President, with Harry Byrd, that Ribbicoff and Long and myself and Fulbright would vote against any motion to take the bill away from the chairman. If the chairman would agree on his own, and we didn't tell the press, if he would agree to hurry and close the hearings, which he did. He cut him off, and now they would be cut off the week of December 6th, that weekend. Now, I asked him the other day, what Byrd was really trying to accomplish is to hold up the tax bill until he could see and prove that Kennedy was going to have a budget announcement of over $100 billion, so he can then argue, you know, that we're financing this tax cut with deficits and so on. So I had then spelled him out with the approval of Henry Fowler, Joe Fowler, you know, that Fowler gave one, and Dylan, that I would try to make another arrangement with Byrd, and if the President would come out and tell him now in December that what he thought his budget was going to be, would Byrd cooperate in helping to get the hearings in the executive session over with, so that we could, at least when we close the Congress in December, we would at least have finished writing the bill in the committee. And I had just gotten started on that, good, when we, and he had said, well, he said, as far as he was concerned, he said, I don't have any problem. He said, your problem is that Hartke's got 6 amendments, Gore's got 20, and so on. He said, now, I will, if the President will do that, he said, I will try to expedite it, but he said, you know, I've got no influence, which is right, over Gore. And I said, I agree with you, but so this is what we're working on, trying to get it into a position where by the time we ended Christmas, we could go ahead and have a tax bill passed. Now, at the last legislative breakfast, you were not there. I very strongly said that I thought we had enough votes on the floor to pass the tax bill this year, but it was going to require sort of a serious operation. We were going to have to go around Harry Byrd and the committee. And Mansfield spoke up at that and said, well, he didn't want to do that, and he thought we didn't have that many votes. So I said, Kennedy was there, well, I pushed it too hard. Hubert was with me. I said, now, if Frank Vallejo or somebody would go and ask every member of the Senate on our side, will you support the tax bill? And then put the condition in. Would you support it if it came over from the House? Would you support it if it were added as an amendment to some pending bill after a reasonable time had expired for the committee, finance committee, to operate an executive session? I said, if we get those numbers figured out, then we'll know which way to go. But until we do that, until we know exactly what, how many votes we got, I don't know. We're just shooting in the dark. And Mansfield, very frankly, the President sort of poo-pooed the idea and said, well, we can't do it that way. We'll lose too many votes if we upset Harry Byrd. So he said, you'd lose Ribbicoff, you'd lose others. I said, I don't believe you'd lose Ribbicoff and these guys. When it just came, this is the tax bill, you're either going to vote for it or against it. And I think, by God, they'll vote for it. Now, if you want to pass this year, I said, you're going to have to do it. That's the only way you're going to have to be able to do it.
What do you think? If you could get him to close the hearing and table the amendments in a week and give him reasonable time to explain them, 30, 40 minutes, and then table them and report it to time to pass it this year?
I don't think Byrd will do make that kind of an agreement. I think that the only thing that he will do, because he really doesn't want it, you know, he's really against the tax bill. But I think that,
well, if you put that time you didn't, then you could have some justification for
that. That's right. Well, that's right. Oh, we can put that to him. Now, Halleck and these fellows, we were talking over there last night, and they're going to, a lot of strong feeling, and I don't know whether you want to do it or not, but the smart thing to do in the light of developments would be for you to get the appropriation bill through real quick and then just...
No, we can't do that. That would destroy the party and destroy the election, destroy everything. We've got to carry on. We can't abandon this fellow's program,
right?
Because he's a nice...
Easy.